Fellow Freedom fans, I am again David Carmichael, David Allen Carmichael at the Liberty Works Radio Network, Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm here to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. A while back I did a show in Hampton, Virginia for the Hampton Roads Southeast Virginia audience. And what I did is I went to the Virginia Constitution and I went right to the Bill of Rights. It starts out very much like the Florida Bill of Rights, so you're going to see some parallels. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this pre-recorded show so you can hear the founding principles. Some of those founding principles that the founders of the nation put together, they started out their practice piece of the document that gave them their impetus to their works with the other things, such as the Declaration of Independence and things like that. It started with the Virginia Constitution, a Virginia Declaration of Independence, and a Virginia Bill of Rights. So let me just have this, and as you're listening to it, you're going to be listening over the course of this show that we have, you're going to be hearing some of the same words that you get right straight out of Virginia Constitution. They show up in the Florida Constitution. So here it is, the show that we've done before. In the background, first couple of minutes, you're going to hear some harmonica background music as it came in on the buffer and just kept running just for my entertainment while I was talking. We're going to go to the Virginia Constitution, Article 1. It's the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights came first in Virginia rather than in the United States Constitution, where they finally got together and realized it was necessary to put a Bill of Rights in there. But this is what it's called, Article 1, Bill of Rights. It says, a declaration of rights made by the good people of Virginia in the exercise of their sovereign powers, which rights do pertain to them and their posterity. That's us, their posterior. No, their posterity as the basis and foundation of government. I wanted to go through this. Have you ever heard the term sovereign immunity or the sovereign? And you say, well, they're talking about the king. There was something I said in our first show here on WPMH, and I said, in America, the people are king. I was talking about trial by jury, and ultimately, sort of, when you appeal to the jury decides it. When a jury decides your case, they don't write down what opinion of law was. Now, if a judge decides your case, he's supposed to, in his constitutional question, they're supposed to draft what the reason they're supposed, why they decided what they did, and that way if it needs to be appealed, it can be scrutinized. When you go to a jury trial, it's not like that. The jury just says, okay, exonerated or not. Ta-da, that's it. You know why? People are sovereign. Keep in mind, though, I have a thought. Remember, I told you earlier in the show, there was somebody who said at one time, about 2,000 years ago, all authority has been given unto me, therefore go and make disciples. So who is the sovereign? Well, as far as the law of men goes, effectively, technically, in a republic, that the people who draft the Constitution and ratify it are the king. They are the one who is sovereign. The people who drafted the Virginia Constitution considered law to be the real authority, and they were people who had read many philosophers of law and government, and the people that put together the Constitution of Virginia considered that the first law and highest law was divine or revealed law. And that's special revelation. You know, God shows you what he wants you to do, and he has the authority to do things that are go beyond nature. And then the next thing is natural law, or the law of nature. Things that just are, the reason, rational thought, for the sake of survival and for the just the continuance of the benefit of the community that ultimately benefits ourselves. Those things were the highest laws. And then because of those, in that order, divine law, then natural law, the third one is what we call fundamental law. And that's where we, the people, get together and act out these other laws, a mechanism. We create a government institution as a mechanism to love our neighbors as ourselves because we're subject to Almighty God. And I've said it before, but you're going to see it played out here. So it says these people of Virginia have sovereign powers, which rights do pertain to them and their posterity. It's us. As the basis and foundation of government. As I said, it was fundamental law. Now, you've just got a civics instruction. If you've been to high school, you've probably, and gone through government class, you may have never heard what I just told you. That's kind of like, sadly, that's like the advanced study. And what I just sort of did was give the bare bones, basic, fundamental kindergarten version of law and government. So in our country, we are perishing because of lack of knowledge. It's very hard for us to discern what we ought to think on issues of the day. When I went up to Maryland just a few days ago to speak to that Reformed Presbyterian men's group, I had a tough crowd. Some of these guys were PhDs, and they were very active, very smart people, very active thinkers. They cared a lot about government. It's one of their ministries is to really look at these things. And so on this topic I brought to them, yeah, it was a tough crowd. It was a tough crowd. And I said things that kind of rattled their cage a bit. But what was exciting is we're all in on the same goal, and these guys had a very thorough education in these matters, so we could bring it right back down to the substantive truths that we all need to know about. And that was fun, but not many people are doing that in America. Not many people are taking that perspective. Not many people who even go to our work in our legislature actually know these things. I will say I had an interview, and you can check on www.faithfreedoms.net. And there's I put a legislator with a constitutional perspective. It's Ken Cuccinelli's from Northern Virginia. And fabulous, fabulous. It happens to be a lawyer. And he just was wonderful to talk to. And you can hear it on our podcast. So what I'm going to do, I've talked about this is fundamental law. And then we're going to go into the Constitution. That's fundamental law. And that gives, in Virginia, it gives the authority, it creates a government structure so that there can be a group of people that make then statutes. And the statutes themselves have to conform with the boundaries of this fundamental law. So we're kind of working our way down an authority structure here. We're now starting to see the power show up as a result of some of this authority. So I want to go to Section 1. And I want you to notice that some of the things that you see here, you're going to hear here in the Virginia Constitution, you're going to hear some stuff that you heard in the Declaration of Independence. You're going to hear some stuff that showed up later in the U.S. Constitution. And if you've done your homework, you're actually going to see things here that you might have read from some other writers. Section 1, this Article 1, Section 1, equality and rights of men. That all men are by nature, see that word? Nature equally free and independent and have certain inherent rights, not beneficial privileges given by a bureaucracy, have certain inherent rights of which when they enter into a state of society, they cannot by any compact deprive or divest their posterity. So in other words, if they sign up for a certain beneficial societal program, they cannot by any compact deprive or divest those who come after them because of what they've signed up for. Because everybody by nature is equally free and independent. So the baby that comes out of the womb is free. Whatever contracts the parents have made do not apply to the baby. It's free and independent. Now, sometimes there are certain contracts that are being associated with certain birth activities, and it's kind of sneaky, and we may get a chance to talk about that on another show. Namely, the enjoyment of life and liberty. These are certain rights. Namely, the enjoyment of life and liberty and the means of acquiring and possessing property. The means of acquiring and possessing property. You don't have a right to property. You have a means of acquiring it and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety. This is actually sometimes people don't realize that there's a case that came out of the Virginia Supreme Court back in 1939 that I see being cited in all kinds of stuff all over the country. And it was a case with a driver's license and the government, the court saying that the government has a legitimate interest in regulating driving. But it turned out, it says that driving an automobile is not merely a privilege, but it's a common right. And so what happened, it was a test balancing the need for government regulation and also their duty to protect somebody's right to actually use their property, to acquire and possess it. One of the things it's Thompson versus Smith. One of the things that the person claimed was this right here. He says, them telling me arbitrarily I can't have a driver's license just because they're ticked off at me, just because they have a personal vendetta, had nothing to do with my ability to drive, is affecting my enjoyment of life and liberty and the means of acquiring, possessing property, and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety. And the Virginia court said, ta-da, there's his standing in court. So that, and again, we're getting on the advanced level here. It should be elementary, but this is kind of advanced stuff because of our lack of knowledge and our lack of actually pursuing this stuff. So this is a Virginia constitution. Many constitutions of other states have come after this. Many of them have thought their own thoughts and put together their own constitutions. But this has been very influential. Your constitution left to you as posterity to the founders, by the founders, has been instrumental in preserving liberty throughout this land. This concept here is not being acted out in China. It's increasingly not being acted out in Virginia and the United States. The only way to preserve this as being effectual in our land is to first read it. It's to first read it and then chew on it a bit, figure it out, understand it, and then hold somebody accountable when they're intruding upon somebody's means of acquiring, possessing property, and pursuing it and obtaining happiness and safety. That's how you're going to love your neighbor as yourself. It's kind of important. So then section two, the people in Virginia are the source of power. One of the things that I notice is word power. Notice they use the word power. These guys that drafted this constitution. Oh, let me go ahead and read this section two. People are the source of power. That's the title. That all power is vested in and consequently derived from the people. That's you. The magistrates, that's the government actors, are their trustees. They are your trustee. You are the grantor. They are the trustee. And by the way, you are the beneficiary and your neighbor is a beneficiary. So they're derived from the people. That magistrates are their trustees and servants. Whoever would like to be greatest among you, let him be your servant. I'm telling you, this has got its Christian basis, folks. It's not just sort of related. This is reality. So when people say it's not a Christian nation, stop. Again, eventually we're going to get to section 16, and it's going to talk about it's the Christian duty of all to act certain ways, and that's in the Virginia Constitution. So this power is vested in and consequently derived from the people. The magistrates are the trustees and servants, and at all times amenable to them. Again, that was the Virginia Constitution, Bill of Rights, Article 1, Sections 1 and 2. Let's hear real quick what the Florida Constitution says. That's very similar. Section 1 of the Bill of Rights in Florida says all political power is inherent in the people. And then it goes on to say the enunciation herein of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or impair others retained by the people. That is something that was in the Virginia Constitution also, but it showed up later as Section 17 in Article 1. And here's another thing we read earlier, about a week ago, with regard to Virginia Constitution checking out a dangerous innovation to have the Constitution changed. I'm sorry, the Florida Constitution. Basic rights. All natural persons, female and male alike, are equal before the law and have inalienable rights, among which are the right to enjoy and defend life and liberty, to pursue happiness and safety. To pursue happiness, to be rewarded for industry, and to acquire, possess, and protect property, except that the ownership, inheritance, disposition, possession of real property by aliens ineligible for citizenship may be regulated or prohibited by law, no person shall be deprived of any right because of race, religion, national origin, or physical disability. Hey, we're going to come back. We got to take a break here. We thank you for listening to the Faith and Freedom Show here, where we're going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Before you can talk about it on a constitutional basis, you got to read it. So we're going to get to know what it is. You're listening to Eagle 104.3 FM on the Liberty Works Radio Network. We'll be back.